Radio 2, Terry Wogan.
And for the final time, good morning. Dashed glad of your company. If you can spare any of it between now and 10, I go on. It's me final chance. A final Friday fling. A final Friday fandango. Hanging on grimly as ever here until 10 o'clock. And a program which I'm sure will be full of reminisce and nostalgia. I shall dash away the manly tear, of course. And I hope you'll do the same, whether you're man, boy, child, woman, dog, cat, aegis, whatever. The letter that came from a lady called Alison Gray in Southport. It said, "My mom said the BBC were getting rid of you. You see, many a true word spoken severely years ago. Getting rid of you and putting David Hamilton on instead." Well, David thought that as well, didn't he? It wasn't to be. It's old Bruce Kent who's coming along, complete with dog collar. Is this true? I hope not, because of my tortoise. If it wasn't for you, Terry, I'd never be able to control Toby. Your early morning jokes and music send Toby to sleep. My other tortoise, Tolketh, died through too much exercise. When we didn't turn you on. You'll have to forgive me this morning. I'm terribly emotional, and I may well lose the power of speech before I finish. Or certainly be the worse for drink. It's just after 16 minutes to 8. A day not untinged with sadness. And yet, I'm sure you feel as happy as anybody. Happy as Larry, in fact, seeing the back of me. I shall be sad not to see the back of Ray Moore's neck again. I shall probably see far too much of his front, really. I'm sure it's only a matter of time before we present the Variety Club Awards again. Him standing in the wind and rain behind the railings outside the Hilton, and me inside all snug and warm.
Well, I always think Ray Moore is a better outside man.
Yes.
Well, so do I.
But I shall miss the old fool, the old scouse git, desperately. Just as I shall miss the place, you know. They've even given me the engineer that I started with. It's Randy Edelman and the woman on your arm. Steady, men, steady. It's just after 8 minutes to 8 o'clock. I am surrounded by cameras and cameramen and reporters because for some reason it is thought that this ought to be commemorated forever on film, or at least until they run out of space, in which case they burn the film and get rid of it, you see. I was just looking through this old book and remembering songs for swinging varicose things that we had. Do you remember that years ago? I mean, I got the idea from Acker Bilk. We flew to Castlebar in the west of Ireland one time to do the international song contest there in the corrugated earthen shed. And we had a wonderful time, but he gave me this idea for songs for swinging things. And you, of course, the listener, came rushing in with all sorts of ideas like songs for swinging drunks, the soaks who live on the hill. Songs for swinging sewer men. You stepped out of a drain. Wonderful. Songs for swinging undertakers, painting the shrouds with sunshine. What about this? Songs for swinging longbow manufacturers. I've got you under my skin. Now that's really good. Songs for swinging nuns. I left my heart with some Franciscans. Or I think the very best one ever was songs for swinging German asylum doctors. God rest ye, Jerry Mentalmen. And this next piece of music I'd have to play in any program of mine, in any sort of compendium or omnibus edition of any program, because it's the theme from Dallas. And really, I've had hours, years of endless pleasure with Dallas. And I'm sure you have too. I mean, remember the early days when old J.R. showed himself in his true colours very early on. I mean, he got shot long before Bobby got shot. And they used to congregate around the swimming pool in a force 10 gale. Remember that? And do you remember the wire coat hangers that Miss Ellie used to use with all her money? She'd walk into this wardrobe and come out with a wire coat hanger. And they only had one phone. With all their wealth, one phone. They had to come all the way downstairs into the hall to answer the phone. And so it developed until we have the situation now where all the action takes place around a swimming pool. And not a windswept swimming pool either. Everybody acts in a bathing costume in Dallas at the moment. And we've seen old Bobby shot. We've seen him come and go. The old Poison Dwarf's on her way as well. I knew I'd see her off before I went. And it's been endlessly entertaining, and I've certainly had some fun with it, and you have too. And so, it's only suitable we play this from the Frank Barber Orchestra.
Radio 2, Travel News.
He waits until he's filed program to get it as close to 8:15 as I've ever done it. 8:15, actually, and icy road conditions continue to affect much of the British Isles this morning. It's 17 minutes past now. This is the time of the year, of course, when people start talking about the weather, you see. And,
isn't the old frost tremendously sharp? Well, it's certainly done my beans in.
And stuff like that, you know. But what a mild autumn it was, and all that kind of stuff, you see. And it's as old as time, because in this programme, we've often had trouble with the winter, you know. Just look, when it was at its dankest and darkest a couple of years ago, somebody put forward the idea that you want to keep your eye on the ducks. That it was the ducks that knew what was going on. I poured scorn on the idea, of course, and then I got a letter from the Duck Observer at the Met Office, and it said, of course it's difficult for the ordinary man in the street to understand how a duck can be any use to the Met Office in these days of instant satellite pictures and computers that can analyse weather reports and predict rain up to 5 hours before it happens. But I can assure you, when it comes to really long-range weather forecasting, we still have to rely on the duck. Take, for example, the long, hot summer of 1976. The computer was forecasting snowstorms throughout June, but Harry, the Met Office duck, was conforming to this old rhyme for that month. Here's an old rhyme about a duck. June. If your duck goes ballroom dancing, swallows you will soon be glancing. But if your duck throws off his sequins, a freak frost will do your beans in. Well, now. And in August, if your duck eats crisps with Guinness, it's lovely weather for playing tennis. But if your duck throws down the packet, forked lightning will hit your racket. These are steeped in time lore and mythology, these old poems. Sadly, according to Pat Carr, who is the duck observer in the Met Office, sadly, due to the government's cuts, we've had to cease the long-range forecast, but we're hoping to transfer Harry, the weather forecasting duck, to the 24-hour forecast. So if you see a bulge in Michael Fisher's trousers, you'll know it's only Harry giving a last-minute report. Now, in the course of the programme, again, since we are playing the records, or some of the records, can't play all of them, that have been most successful, or certainly have tickled your fancy and mine most, there's another one here that became one of the best-selling records of all time. But it got mistranslated by a lot of people. For instance, it was called Mulligan's Tire. It was called Muck in the Byre. There's a lot of jobs in the fire on the farm I've to do. Some make you happy and some make you blue. Of all these jobs, the one I least desire is to clean out the pigs and the muck in the byre. Muck in the byre, steam rising off the heaps. I desire to smell something else than the muck in the byre. And then there's Muck and Kintyre. And then there was Molly Kintyre, the miss everyone wants to see. My desire's not only to see her, oh, Molly Kintyre. And the punctured back tire. And it was all inspired by this huge hit for Wings and Paul McCartney, the Mull of Kintyre. Thank you. How long has it been?
12 years.
Eh?
But you and me together, how long? Yeah, well, I don't know.
About
it seems a long
eight?
Time. It seems like 12 years.
It does. And about 28 of the
cheers,
listener.
Anyway. Cheers. Listen, all the best. I was going to say best of luck. You don't need luck. But anyway, big, big success.
Who doesn't need luck,
Jim?
Of course
you
don't. Will you be lonely?
Oh, yeah. I shall.
Oh, stop crying.
I shall.
God, I hate to see another man crying.
So Bruce Kent will be all right.
Jim, if you start to cry, I'll cry.
No, I don't. Look, tears. The tears are welling. Ian, as I speak. Listen, I've got to go because you've only got 7 minutes to go and I can't interfere with your prog.
Listen, before you do.
Yes. I know. They think we really do that for real. Well, what you actually do is, don't we, Daddy?
Yes, but don't you... How dare you leave your lipstick all over my
forehead? Well, I'll see you when you come back, then. When you come limping and, yay, crawling back.
With my ego between my legs.
I shall look forward to that.
All right, Jimbo.
See you.
Have a smashing time.
Cheers.
And I shall miss
and you. We'll miss you a great deal. See
take
you.
Care.
All the same in that quaint old Cornish town.
A very underrated record, I always think. I don't know who he is, but he's a pleasing baritone. Or is it a contralto? Oh, my thanks to you, the listener, for all your letters, for all your support, for all your abuse, for all your kind words. His last 12 years have been marvellous. My thanks to all the producers who've worked with me here on the BBC, the executives. I can't name all the people who've helped me, who've made it such fun. And I hope it won't be too long until I'm back with you again. Jimmy Young awaits your pleasure. I shall miss the old fool particularly. Have a very good day. Have a nice weekend. And I'm afraid I won't be seeing you on Monday. But have a very, very happy and a prosperous new year.
Radio 2.